Numbers chapter 5. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper, and everyone who has an issue, and whoever is defiled by the dead. Both male and female you shall put out, outside the camp you shall put them, that they not defile their camps in the midst of where I live. And the children of Israel did so, and put them out outside the camp, as the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, so the children of Israel did. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel when a man or woman shall commit any sin that men commit, to sin against the Lord Jehovah, and that person is guilty. Then they shall confess their sin which they have done, and he shall repay what he owes with its principal, and add to it the fifth part 20%, and give it to him against whom he has sinned. But if the man has no kinsman to repay the sin to, let the sin be repaid to the Lord Jehovah, even to the priest besides the ram of the atonement, whereby an atonement shall be made for him. And every offering of all the holy things of the children of Israel which they bring to the priest shall be his. And every man's hallowed holy things shall be his. Whatever any man gives the priest, it shall be his. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, If any man's wife goes aside and commits a sin against him, and a man lies with her sexually, and it is hidden from the eyes of her husband, and is kept quiet, and she is defiled, and there is no witness against her, neither is she caught in the sin. And the spirit of jealousy comes upon her husband, and he is jealous of his wife, and she is defiled. Or if the spirit of jealousy comes upon him, and he is jealous of his wife, and she is not defiled, then the man shall bring his wife to the priest. And he shall bring her offering for her, the tenth part of an ephah of barley meal. About 2.3 quarts, 2.2 liters, he shall pour no oil upon it, nor put frankincense up on it, because it is an offering of jealousy, an offering of memorial, bringing sin to remembrance. And the priest shall bring her near, and set her before the Lord Jehovah. And the priest shall take holy water in an earthen vessel pottery, and of the dust that is in the floor of the tabernacle the priest shall take and put it into the water. And the priest shall set the woman before the Lord Jehovah, and uncover the woman's head, and put the offering of memorial in her hands, which is the jealousy offering, and the priest shall have in his hand the bitter water that causes the curse. And the priest shall charge her by an oath, and say to the woman, If no man has lain with you, and if you have not gone aside to uncleanness with another instead of your husband, may you be free from this bitter water that causes the curse. But if you have gone aside to another instead of your husband, and if you are defiled, and some man has lain with you besides your husband, then the priest shall charge the woman with an oath of cursing, and the priest shall say to the woman, The Lord Jehovah makes you a curse and an oath among your people, when the Lord Jehovah makes your thigh to rot and your belly to swell. And this water that causes the curse shall go into your bowels to cause your belly to swell and your thigh to rot. And the woman shall say, Amen, Amen. Let it be. And the priest shall write these curses in a book, and he shall blot them out with the bitter water. And he shall cause the woman to drink the bitter water that causes the curse. And the water that causes the curse shall enter into her and become bitter. Then the priest shall take the jealousy offering out of the woman's hand, and shall wave the offering before the Lord Jehovah, and offer it upon the altar. And the priest shall take a handful of the offering, even its memorial, and burn it upon the altar, and afterward he shall cause the woman to drink the water. And when he has made her drink the water, then it shall come to pass, that if she is defiled, and has sinned against her husband, that the water that causes the curse shall enter into her, and become bitter, and her belly shall swell, and her thigh shall rot. And the woman shall be a curse among her people. And if the woman is not defiled but is clean, then she shall be free, and shall conceive children. This is the law of jealousies. When a wife goes aside to another instead of her husband, and is defiled, or when the spirit of jealousy comes upon him, and he is jealous over his wife, and shall set the woman before the Lord Jehovah, and the priest shall execute upon her all this law, then shall the man be guiltless from sin, and this woman shall bear her sin.